Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to be here again this evening. We're thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're thankful for the opportunity to praise you in song, to teach each other your truths in song and through reading the scripture. And we pray that you will help us focus on those things this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be reading out of 1 John, the third chapter. The theme would be the children of God. And I'll be reading 3, 1 through 2, our love by the Father. See now, great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as of yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
Thank you, Barry. We will be reading the whole chapter tonight, dispersed among our singing. So our first songs had to do with the love that God has for us. And our first song is number 608, The Love of God, 608. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his son to strong. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, and measureless and strong. Redeeming child, he reconciled the angel's song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry.
nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song.
Number 412. God is love.
Come, let us all unite to sing, God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises bring, God is love. Let every soul from sin awake, each in his heart sweet music make. And sing with us for Jesus' sake, for God is love. God is love. God is love. Come, let us all unite to sing that God is love. Oh, tell you earth remote.
Supplements, number 78, Faithful Love, number 78. Following this song, those of you that still have need to partake of the Lord's Supper will have that opportunity.
Faithful love flowing down from the thorn-covered ground makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear, holds my hand when I can stand on my own. Faithful love.
serve the Lord's Supper at this time.
Children of God, do not practice sin. I'm going to continue reading from 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
Please turn your hymnals to number 118. 118, Take Time to Be Holy.
Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing is blessings to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Abiding in Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct is like the shall see. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive be beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
Number 352. 352, More Holiness Give Me.
Pure in heart. As we've seen so far in 1 John chapter 3, the children of God are loved by their Father, and they do not practice sin. As we see now in verses 10 through 17, the children of God, God's children, love one another. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
Blessed be the tithe. 302.
Blessed be the tithe that binds our heart in Christian love.
219. How sweet, how heavenly. 219. Supplement number 64. I keep on wanting to flip over to number 78, Faithful Love. I had it open to that, and it flipped back over to that. Number 64, the greatest commandments. And I believe the altos start off with this, please.
Love. We also read that children of God keep his commandments, beginning in verse 18. Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We shall know by this that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him in whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because he keeps his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. And the one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And we know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit, which is he has given us.
Number 326, trust and obey.
Obey, for there's no other
song number 347. Who will follow Jesus?
Jesus standing for the ride, holding up his banner in the thickest fight, listening for his orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus, serving him today? Who will follow Jesus, who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in his work of love, leading others to him, lifting prayers above, courage, faithful servant in his work redeemed, on our side forever. Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I.
Song number 97 in your supplements. 97 in the supplements. Servant song. Pages are sticking together. There we go.
Shine with your light.
If you would, please place your markers at song number 320. Will Jesus Find Us Watching? 320.
Thanks, guys. That was like a great song service, and it was a great sermon. Just really intertwined nicely. So we're going to stay right in 1 John, the third chapter. We're going to start with the first and second verse. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God, and we are. The word such there, you see it's in italics. That means it was added by the translator for clarity. So what that actually says is, see how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God, and we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. How cool is that? I mean, that is as good as it gets. It says, you are not sort of like, not, you are the children of God. You are the children of God. Not only that, but we don't know exactly what we're going to be like. But when we get there, we're going to be like Him. I mean, that is about as big a promise as can be made. And I can hardly wait. That is going to be so cool. Don't want to rush it, but it is so cool. If you aren't a child, don't you want to be a child? That is so cool. And if you are a child and you need to fix something so that you can be with Him and be like Him, let's not waste any time. It is so, so amazing.
Dawn of the early morning, He shall call us one by one. When to the Lord we restore our talents, will He answer thee well done? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bride?
It's a good song service today. Thank you all for coming tonight. Do the elders or deacons have any other announcements that need to be made? Not seeing any, we'll be led in a closing word prayer by Brother Bruce Beebe.
Will you pray with me? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us to come together as your people, as your children. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the fire that burns within, that provides for us your light, your wisdom, your truth. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful time of the year where the season is changing, where we know so many things have begun to grow and renew themselves in Mother Nature. We thank you, Lord, for that, and we realize that, Lord, with every rainbow, you have made us a promise. We ask, Lord, that at this time that you'd be with the Fussell family and comfort them, Lord, in this time of their loss. We pray also, Lord, that you'd be with all of our shut-ins, especially those who are unable to manage things by themselves, that they might be comforted and you would be with the hands that are ministering to them. We pray, Lord, that in all things you would guide us, bring us back at the next appointed hour. But, Lord, we are especially thankful for your beloved Son, Christ Jesus. We're honored, Lord, to be numbered among your children. We're honored, Lord, that we can sing praise to you through him. We're honored, Lord, to be part of your earthly family. We ask, Lord, that you'd open our eyes that we might see what's ahead of us in the kingdom, in your kingdom. These things we pray in Christ's holy name. Amen.